is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
We're best friends who also happen to be polar opposites.
I'm a colorful extrovert rising.
And I'm a goth introvert.
We're both curious weirdos, and we both love cats.
But that might be the only thing we have in common.
We are an acquired taste.
All right, Kathleen. We have a bit of an announcement to make.
Yeah, and we've made a big announcement earlier this year, but this one really hurts my heart sort of like even more.
Yeah. So we said that this year was the final season of An Acquired Taste.
Yeah.
And we tried to go as long as we possibly could. We wanted to go into December.
Yeah.
But the way things are shaking out, it's just not going to look like that. So,
and seems like it doesn't seem like we know, like, don't you hate it when people are like, well, I think it's like, you don't think, you freaking know,
you know,
May is our last month. So we are approaching our final episodes.
Yeah. So it will be this week.
Yeah.
And then next week, we will have two episodes next week.
Yeah.
And those will be our final two episodes.
Yeah.
We're really sorry that it is such short notice. It is kind of short notice for us too, but just things being the way they are, we had to kind of, you know, pull the ripcord a little bit earlier than we thought.
Yeah. And you know what? On the live show the other day, there was a taste bud in the chat group that was like, my other favorite podcast is also coming to an end. And while I don't ever want anybody's job to end, you know, because people need to make a living, it's a little bit validating to know that we're not the only podcast workshop closing up.
Yeah. We were talking to somebody who works in the podcast industry, and she said that a lot of podcasts are going on, quote, hiatus to see if, you know, they're able to do it moving forward. But a lot of those hiatuses are indefinite.
Yeah, they're going to turn into something indefinite. So, you know, we're really sad to say goodbye. I'm so proud of the work that we've done here.
I am too.
You know, but at least you have us for a couple of more episodes.
Yes.
And Bethany, I don't know about you, but if, I don't know, let's say a year from now, some tech billionaire is like, I want to buy the Acquired Taste feed.
Hell yes.
Even if it's Elon Musk.
If E. Musk wants to buy an Acquired Taste, if he's like, I'd like two ladies to be talking in my ear about fun topics.
Yeah.
Hell yes, E. Musk.
I'll do ads for Twitter all day, every day.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
If just like the funding comes back because advertising dollars are not flowing into podcasting right now. Mm-mm. For every single podcast, whether you have a million followers or 500 followers.
Yeah.
And so we just need to, I was talking to Bethany before we cracked the mics today. I want to use the word graduate, but it's graduation feels like you're moving up and on to better things. And it's just like you said, it's not really graduation. It's closing a chapter.
Yeah. Yep. And maybe you put your finger in that chapter and then someday you can come back to that chapter.
Yeah.
But right now, This is what it is. This is where we're at. Kathleen, you have a second podcast. I have a second podcast.
Yes.
So people can listen to you.
On Kathleen Can Do It.
Yep.
It is my DIY and design podcast. And if you've been an Acquired Taste listener for years, you know that this is something I've always been interested in.
Totally.
And I get to talk about how colors and curtains and like fixing up your cabinets makes me happy. And Bethany has the Check-In with Dennis.
Yes. It comes out every other Friday. We are having so much fun. We talk about relationship stuff. We play games with each other. We confront each other with a segment called Radical Candor Corner, which is very popular, where we get radically honest with the other person about, you know, a habit they have. He once had Radical Candor Corner because he needed to talk to me about my eating food off the floor.
Oh, yeah.
So, so it's great. So the Check-In comes out on any podcastular app that you listen to.
Yeah. And it's a sad chapter, but I feel like everybody goes through this at some point in their life.
Totally.
Yep. And we kind of want to do just like a silly, stupid topic.
Yes.
To keep us from absolutely breaking into tears.
Completely. So Kathleen, the topic for today.
Yes.
Is how to prepare yourself.
Uh-huh.
To be in a dog show.
Yeah.
As though you're a dog, but you're actually yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I've always been curious about dog shows. Like, when people have a dog that they submit into the dog show, is it like you just get lucky with a child who's a genius? Or do you like seek out a dog with good genes?
I think that it goes into like the dark, dark world of overbreeding animals. Yeah. But we're not going to think about that part.
Okay, okay.
So we're going to, Kathleen, you as a human,
yes,
here is what you need to do to get yourself ready for a dog show.
Okay.
This is from lovetoknowpets.com. I will put the link in the show notes. Here's the first thing, Kathleen.
Yeah.
You should not slack on socializing yourself, okay?
Oh, okay.
You need to expose yourself to new places, new people, new situations, new noises.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want is for your handler to bring you into the ring with other dogs.
Yeah.
And for one of the dogs to make a noise and for Kathleen, you to jump in fear.
I never thought about how important it is to socialize animals.
Oh, yeah.
Until everybody started getting pets during the pandemic. And I have a cat, a pandemic cat.
Yeah.
And I mean, I got the cat right before the pandemic, but that cat isn't like my first cat because that cat, we were home with that cat, mm-hmm, with Juno every single day,
yep,
and he hates everybody but us. And that happens with dogs too.
Anytime you meet a dog,
yeah,
not anytime, but like if you meet a dog and the dog isn't terribly nice,
yeah,
that dog probably didn't meet a lot of people when it was a puppy.
Yeah, during the pandemic, these dogs were isolated from each other, and socializing for animals is important.
Yeah. Okay, you should also, Kathleen, get used to people petting you and looking in your mouth. Okay.
I'm going to have a tough time with that one.
You need to learn to be touched by strangers.
Yeah.
And sometimes those strangers are judges.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they're just people looking in your mouth. Get used to it.
There have been times in my life where I welcomed a touch. Like once I got a pat down from the TSA, and like maybe it had been a long time since Neil and I were intimate or something, and they were apologizing, and I was like, no, it's kind of okay, really. It feels kind of good.
All right, here's the next thing you need to learn.
Wait. I want to ask you, why do judges at dog shows have to look in a dog's mouth?
I think they're looking at their teeth to make sure their teeth are good.
Well, that just seems rude.
It's also like making sure that the dog is a well-behaved dog. So if I stick my hand in the dog's mouth, the dog should be cool with it. And if it isn't, then you didn't raise your dog right? Question mark.
That seems incredibly invasive.
Have you ever watched these judges?
Oh.
They're like touching the balls. They're like putting their fingers in places they shouldn't be. They're manhandling and groping these dogs in all sorts of uncomfortable ways.
Even at beauty pageants, the judges don't look in the mouths of humans.
Cynthia, open your mouth. Cynthia from Maryland, open your mouth.
Do you think that there is a thing where if you have like a beautiful pedigree dog, but the one thing that's wrong with the dog is that their oral health genetically is just not good.
It's fucked.
Is there such a thing as dog dentures?
For like little girls, when they do those gross little girl pageants,
yeah,
aren't they called like flippers?
Oh, get out of here.
Fake teeth for dogs.
Can dogs get dentures? It's absolutely possible for your dog to get dentures.
Do not do that.
It's not a routine procedure, though, and the risks and expense must be carefully considered, but they can get dentures.
There's also just, do yourself a favor, Google fake teeth for dog, because the first thing that showed up for me is a corgi wearing buck teeth, and it's very funny.
I can't believe that.
Don't get your dog's dentures unless it's like good for them.
Oh, man.
All right. So the next thing.
Yeah.
You got to attend some comportment classes. You have to get used to running in a circle, Kathleen.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Yeah.
You have to get good at standing while someone touches you all over. Because that's what's going to happen. They need to be able to put you on a table so that the judges can touch you.
The more that I learn about dog shows, because I've never owned a dog, the more I am becoming outraged.
Oh, they're infuriating.
Oh, my God.
So don't think too much about this topic.
Okay.
If you start thinking, I'm going to see it and I'm going to yell at you.
Okay.
All right. Also, Kathleen, you got to learn how to perform basic patterns like a triangle, an L, and the down and back.
Down and back.
That's when you go down the ring and then you come back.
Oh.
Okay, so we can see you walk.
See, I thought the down and back was how babies were made.
No, that's the down and back and down and back and down and back and down and back. Okay, next, Kathleen, to get you a human ready to be in a dog show.
Yeah.
Judges like a clean Kathleen. All right?
Yeah.
So even if you don't like a weekly bath,
yeah,
you should spot bathe areas to keep them fresh.
Okay.
So you should bathe your face and your legs in your undercarriage. And you should be given a bath the day before the show and then brushed and spot bathed as needed within the next 24 hours.
Now, I wonder if they don't wash the dogs on the actual day of because their hair needs to settle or something weird like that.
Yeah, it just needs to like relax for a freaking second.
I wonder if there are, I bet there are. I bet there are beauty products you can use on your dog.
100. I have beauty products for Minerva.
What? What kind of beauty products you put on Minerva?
There's this product. I want to make sure I know what it's called because Minerva is a white cat.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is famously, white cats and dogs get that rust-colored, like, goo on all over their eyes and faces, right?
Yeah,
Minerva gets that, too. There's this product, non-spawn, called Eye Envy.
Huh.
And you can get it on iNV.com.
Yeah.
We use it. It's safe to put near their eye area. So it's like a liquid, which helps get rid of the rust. And then there's a powder that looks like cocaine.
Whoa.
And you rub it in your gums. Just kidding. You rub it in their eye area to help like prevent future bacteria from forming and causing that rust color.
Yeah.
So if you have a white cat, or a dog, it's a really good way to like get all that stuff off.
I mean, so it's not really a beauty product. It's sort of like the equivalent of a human going to a med spa.
Yeah.
And it's good for you, your health, but like technically you're more beautiful after the procedure is done.
She is stunning afterwards.
Oh.
Minerva, we keep saying Minerva has the body, the lean, long body of a figure skater. She's so sexy. Like sometimes she'll stand on her back legs to try and reach something she shouldn't be reaching. And we'll look at her and we'll just go, my God.
You're so funny. It's so funny to look at your pet and then think about what they do for a living.
Yeah. What do Juno and Cannoli, your two cats, do for a living?
So I haven't thought too hard about Cannoli, but I took a picture of Juno this morning and I sent it to my family. And my brother immediately responds with the caption, "Excuse me, ma'am. I would like to talk to you about your car warranty." And then my mom was like, "Excuse me, ma'am, I have a timeshare deal in Fort Lauderdale that I'd like to tell you about."
What was Juno doing?
Juno is a salesman because he's a sales cat because he's a slick little fellow.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, wait. So Minerva, she's got to retire from ice skating.
Yeah.
So maybe she's like Vera Wang, who retired from ice skating and then famously became a wedding dress designer.
She was an ice skater?
Yeah, before she was a wedding dress designer.
She's got that tight body.
I know.
We joke that Minerva is a patrol lady. We call her Patrol Lady Minerva because she will just march around the house. She never ambles. Uh-huh. She marches around the house just looking left and right, left and right. And so we joke that she's like, okay, going a little fast there. Going a little fast. Okay, just slow down. Not going to give you a ticket. So, you know, go to the cafe. Mention Patrol Lady Minerva. Give you $5 off.
She's like the nice kind of police officer.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Patrol Lady Minerva. Kathleen, here are some things that you should never microdose.
Okay, please tell me.
Love. You should always macrodose love.
Or microdosing pixie sticks. You should macrodose pixie sticks.
You should have as many pixie sticks as possible. But one thing that people do love to microdose, myself included, is THC. And that is why we love Lumi Labs microdose gummies.
They are real fruit gummies, not that fake fruit, infused with entry-level doses of THC. So you're not taking these gummies to get real high, man. You're taking these gummies to just feel the right amount of good. And for me, it's about managing stress. Sometimes when I don't want to have a drink, I take a microdose gummy and I just feel kind of like more like myself, but chilled out.
I can't drink much because it just makes me sleepy because I'm an old woman. And so I love microdosing THC because it gives me just a nice, not even a buzz, but just it takes the edges off my stress.
And you know, my mom, very conservative in many of her facets of life, she has microdosed with THC gummies because I'm like, Ma, your sciatica's acting up. You're limping.
Yeah.
Try this microdose gummy. And she was laughing her ass off.
And if you're someone who deals with chronic pain, this this is something that you can definitely try. I know people use it for sleep. There's so many uses for microdosing.
So Lumi Labs microdose real fruit gummies are available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com and then use the code TASTE to get free shipping and 30% off of your first order.
Links can be found in our show description, but again, that's microdose.com and use the code TASTE.
I have this theory, Bethany, that two people can't be true friends until they feel comfortable enough with each other to sniff their armpits in front of each other.
That is the definition of friendship in many societies.
And that's why I've been asking all of my friends to sniff my armpits, because I am so obsessed with Lumi deodorant, because we've partnered with them for almost a year now.
Yeah.
And hands down, their deodorant is hands down the best aluminum and baking soda free deodorant that I have ever used.
And this is why Lumi is different. I use them too, and I love them. Lumi was created by an OBGYN who knows that your underarms are not the only place that you sweat and have odor. And
yeah,
that is why you can use Lumi everywhere on your body, even the parts that only your doctor and the Lord sees.
Yeah, I don't even look down there. But Bethany, they have not only deodorant, they've got this cream that you can put in your butt crack. It's summertime. Time and it's everything's starting to heat up. I just saw a headline the other day that said, don't expect a cool summer anywhere. And I've used also their body wipes.
Yep.
With a little bit of acid in them.
I love their body wipes.
Yes.
Great. If you come home after work, you have to go somewhere, you want a little refresh.
Yeah.
Wipe, wipe, wipe,
yeah,
all over your body and you're set.
And their body wash, which also has acid in it. Yep. Sometimes I put it in my pitters and I just let it sit there for a little bit to burn away all the bad germs.
Okay, it's not that kind of acid. So don't worry. So Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, the cream tube deodorant we've been talking about, two free products of your choice like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
Do yourself a favor this summer and check out Lumi deodorant. We can't say enough good things about it.
So as a special offer for you, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code TASTE at LumiDeodorant.com.
That equates to over 40% off of your starter pack when you visit Lumi deodorant, L-U-M-E deodorant.com, and then use the code TASTE.
All right, so keeping stains at a minimum. Okay,
yeah.
So keep the stains off your body. If you got some rust, if your eyes are prone to dripping,
yeah,
if you're like me and your nose is prone to dripping, I have a permanently red nose.
Yeah.
You got to handle that, Kathleen.
Okay. Gotcha.
Ready?
Use the nose spray before I enter the competition,
yeah,
doors or whatever.
Neti pot yourself,
yeah,
before you neti wreck yourself. Okay. Trimming and sculpting.
Yeah.
You have long hair.
Yes.
You're a long-haired Kathleen.
Uh-huh.
All right, you are going to need to trim or sculpt your coat because the judges are going to need to be able to see what your body looks like.
Gotcha.
Through the way your hair is cut.
Gotcha.
So, for example,
uh-huh,
if your legs are a little too close together in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to trim the outline of your paws a little shorter on the inside so it looks like there's more distance between your legs.
Get out of here. That's like when somebody gets bangs because their forehead's too big.
I do that. I have, yeah, bangs. My forehead's too big.
No, your forehead's not too big.
It's big.
Or I keep my hair long when I weigh a little bit more, so it makes my face look slim.
Everyone look at my hair, not anything else.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. Also, if you're feeling a little geriatric today, Kathleen,
yeah,
you can make yourself look fresher and more youthful by trimming a little length off of your head fall,
yeah,
your beard, your ears, and your tail.
So I know that they blow dry dogs,
uh-huh,
sometimes, but also I bet that there's like a way that they cut the hair so dogs, when they air dry, it falls nicely.
I'm sure, because that's what my mom's salon does.
Okay, this is exactly what I'm getting at. I just recently learned that there are some salons that will cut your, like a human hair.
Sure.
So your hair air dries more nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And I've become like vehemently anti hair dryer. It's something that gives me agita. I just have to eliminate it from my life.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And now I need to find a salon to cut my hair for air drying.
I don't know how they do that.
I need to fly to LA.
You got to fly to LA. That's the answer.
I keep seeing people who are flying to Turkey to get medical procedures. Like a lot of men will fly to Turkey to get hair plugs or hair implants.
Sure, hair transplant. Yeah.
Yeah. Because in America, it's like $30,000.
So expensive.
And in Turkey, you get to buy a $500 ticket to Turkey and then it's $3,000 or something.
Jeez.
I know.
Huh.
I know.
Well.
Anyway.
All right. Okay. This is just like logistically.
Yeah.
When you show up for the dog show and they line up the dogs, yeah. Kathleen, you don't want to be at the beginning or the end. You want to be somewhere in the middle because yeah. the first dog to go has less time to sort of be groomed and brushed and like final little things.
Gotcha.
You want to make sure that you are right in the middle. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You always want to keep one eye on the judge.
Uh-huh.
You need to know where the judge is standing in the ring.
Yeah.
So you can make sure that the judge never sees you standing incorrectly and revealing your faults.
Hmm. So that eye contact is important.
Wait, yeah.
Can we circle back to where you want to fall in,
of course.
In the line of the judging?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've thought about that in other aspects of my life. You know when you're doing like a taste test?
Yeah.
Like a wine taste test or, I don't know, cupcake icing taste test.
Sure, whatever, I don't know.
There's definitely a psychology to the first one you tasted versus the last one you tasted.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if any studies have been done.
Oh, for sure.
Like when you're a gymnast.
Yeah.
Like getting a good spot in the Olympics and stuff like that.
I think there's something totally, like I'm reading in this dog show article.
Yeah.
They say that if you're in the middle, so you know like, you all run out and yeah. then the judge goes down the line, gropes the first dog, gropes the second dog, gropes the third and all the way down.
Uh-huh.
So and then when that's done,
yeah.
they all do one final lap around the ring and the judge kind of watches all of the dogs
yeah.
to make her or their final decision.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they say is that you don't want to be the first because you want time to like groom.
Yeah.
But then you also don't want to be the last because if you're the last, the judge looks at the dog and then you immediately have to run around again. So you don't have any time to rejudge your dog before that final look around the ring.
Oh, man.
So it's all about buying yourself time.
So if you come in first place and you're first or last in the judging line, mm-hmm. you know that you're a true winner.
You earned it. Whereas the ones in the middle may be trying to cheat a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
And lastly, you want to make sure that you look at how your legs move when you walk away from the judge.
Okay.
They want to hate to see you go, but they want to love to watch you leave. Okay? If your legs are weak and your hocks tend to lean in towards each other, maybe you want to run a little bit faster or slower to make your legs stay more parallel.
What? What, Bethany? Stop it.
So stupid.
I'm trying to think of the human equivalent. Like if you have a long, it's, I don't know, if you have a long torso,
yeah.
you like, you pose your body in such a way. If you
totally.
Have short legs, wear something that like makes your legs look longer.
Completely. This is essentially the dog version of knowing your angles. Because I cannot be photographed
yeah.
at a 3/4.
Yeah.
Because I am broad of shoulder
uh-huh.
and broad of rib cage. So if I stand straight onto you, fine.
Yeah.
It shows that I have a waist and it shows like that my hips. And so there's some sort of shape to me.
Uh-huh.
If I turn to the side, fine. I have a butt, whatever.
Yeah.
If I turn 3/4, my shoulders are now like you're getting both the wide and the depth of my shoulders at the same time.
Oh,
you're
I
also
see.
Getting my chest and my rib cage, which are both wide.
Yeah.
You're getting the depth and the width of that. So I look like a barrel if I am positioned 3/4. So anytime I'm at a group table and
yeah.
they're like, let's all take a picture. If I'm sitting at the end, I always look like just an O.
Like a linebacker.
Because, yeah, because I'm like in a 3/4 trying to turn towards the server who's taking the picture.
Yeah.
You got to know your angles.
I hate being the first person.
I hate it.
In the selfie,
yeah.
you know, like the, yeah.
You're the closest. You look just bizarre.
Bizarre. But
yeah.
I, when I'm standing up taking pictures in a group, I prefer the 3/4.
Really?
Because straight on, Bethany, I just am so wide straight on that I either have to be to the side or three quarters.
Sure.
Because it just like slims and elongates.
It is. We are all so different.
Mm-hmm.
We are all so different. I need to put my arm out and pop my shoulder forward a little bit to create some depth. So you're not just getting a wing, a wingspan. It's, you know what? It's tough.
It's tough. It really is.
So how do you feel now that we know how you, Kathleen, need to prepare yourself for a dog show?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you feel the breed? Again, this is the dumbest topic we've ever done because we're keeping it light.
So stupid.
If you were a breed of dogs, what breed would you be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Based on your personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Based on the things you do and don't like to do.
Mm.
You know, like, I know for a fact that my older sister is a golden retriever because she loves people.
Yeah.
And she wants everyone to be in the party together. She wants everyone to be having fun. She loves to, like, she loves to talk to people. She's, like, social and extroverted. And she's, like, excited when people are around.
Yes, yes.
She's a golden retriever. Oh. I am not a golden retriever.
Okay. I just found a list, Bethany. Do you know, what do they call that thing? Like, NFT, what is that called?
Yeah, your Myers-Briggs score.
Yeah, okay. Do you know your Myers-Briggs score?
I just thought NSFW, but that's not safe for work. I think I'm in like an INFJ.
I'm INFJ.
What's the last one stand for?
And then, INFJ, personality. I think you were an INFT, or maybe you were an INFJ. Introvert, intuitive, feeling, judging. And then what's INFT?
I think I was INFP at some point.
INFP is introvert, intuitive, feeling, perspective. But then what's INFT? Maybe this is what I was. No, I made that up. There's no INFT.
Oh, no.
INFT. Oh, there is one. Introvert, intuitive, feeling, perceiving. Oh, no, that's INFP. Okay, I totally made it up. Never mind.
But there's also an INFJ... T, isn't there?
Maybe that is. Okay, so what did you say? You're INF.
I think I'm INF, either P or J.
Okay, if you're INFP,
yeah,
according to businessinsider.com, you should be a Tibetan Terrier.
Really?
And Bethany, Google Tibetan Terrier.
God loves a terrier.
Because this dog is dressed in all black.
Dog.
Okay, so not every Tibetan Terrier is all black, but the one that came up in that article was. But I kind of, because you know, like you're like a goth boho goth.
Yeah.
Yep. And this is exactly what that dog looks
like. It's got long, slouchy hair.
Mm-hmm.
Wikipedia says the breed was given it, blah, blah, I don't care.
Yeah.
amiable, affectionate, energetic, reserved, sensitive, and gentle.
So
life expectancy, 12 to 15 years.
Oh.
I surpassed it.
There you go. Did you hear that the oldest dog is 31 years old?
Oh, my God.
In Australia, I think.
What kind of a dog is it?
I don't know. Hang on. Let's see. World's...
I also want to know what kind of dog you are
based on... Oldest dog. Yes, we will get to that. World's oldest dog.
Tibetan Terriers are cute as hell, man.
They are, right? Okay. APnews.com. Portugal. The world's oldest dog celebrates 31st birthday. This dog eats human food every single day.
Great.
The dog's name is Bobby. B-O-B-I.
Adorable. What kind of dog is it?
What kind of dog? I think Bobby is just a mutt. My eyes are not picking the name of the dog out of the article quickly.
Bobby looks like a mutt. There looks like some lab in there, maybe some pit bull in there.
Yeah, maybe some Jack Terrier or something. Really cute dog.
So cute. It's like a medium-sized kind of gray dog with a white chest.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the pictures of those really old cats and they're just mangled.
They hate everyone.
I never would have guessed that this dog was 31 years old.
He looks great for his age.
Bobby's owner says that he's lasted so long because he lives in a calm and peaceful environment.
Well, that's the way to do it.
That's like the people of Costa Rica. They're one of the people in the world that lives the longest.
I keep threatening to walk into the sea, so I'm not doing myself any favors. So, what kind of dog would you be, Kathleen, based on your Myers-Briggs score?
Okay, so I am a Jack Russell Terrier.
What What are those personality traits?
Smart, but possessing a mind of their own.
Uh-huh, totally.
These agile and energetic terriers will always move to the beat of their own drums.
Perfect.
They are great dogs for family, but they also enjoy alone time.
This is great. You are totally this dog.
Bethany, that is a really good description of me.
This is actually shocking. I did not anticipate it being that accurate.
Oh, yeah.
I just dropped my phone. Jesus Christ.
We'll include the link to this dog Myers-Briggs thing in our show notes.
One thing that I do when I'm kind of in a bad mood
is
I will watch like dog show fails.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Agility course fails.
Uh-huh.
So I saw one where it was like a puppy.
Uh-huh.
And so it was supposed to like run.
Uh-huh.
And then I think like run through those sticks where it goes back and forth and back and forth. And then it was supposed to just jump over like a pole.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Like a limbo pole
or whatever. Yeah. Uh-huh. So this puppy was not interested. And so the guy is sort of like pulling the dog through those back and forths.
Uh-huh.
And then the dog is like, I'm home free. So he starts to walk. And he walks right over the pole to the point where it like clotheslines him and he falls just on his face and then just refuses to move the rest of the way. And the guy is like come on, get up. And the dog is just like, no, I'm going to live here now. And this is like a 6-month-old puppy. And that is a dog I identify with.
The dog is just tired.
So tired.
I get it. There is this compilation that I was watching on YouTube of like dog show fails. And there's one where a dog halfway through his like jumping through the hoops or whatever just stops to take a huge dump on the turf. And it's like, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
There's also this dog I follow on Instagram, and I will link him in the show notes as well because I can't think of his name right now. But he's famous for being awful at the runs, at like running through those agility courses.
Uh-huh.
And he like fakes out his mom or whoever is running with him.
Uh-huh.
So he'll like go through, you know, there's like a long tube in a kind of U shape.
Uh-huh.
And he'll go halfway through the tube and then he'll decide to turn around and come back out the way he came. So anyone waiting for him at the other side, it's like, where did he out? He's like, ha ha, he fooled you.
He's like, never mind.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of letting animals into new environments, my cat has been just dying to walk down the hallway
of your apartment
of
building?
My apartment building.
Yeah.
And Neil gets so mad, but sometimes I'm just like, all right, dude, let's go for a walk.
Sure.
And there is one apartment, Bethany, one unit where I've never seen anybody come in or out. And this apartment's actually like across the hall from me.
Uh-huh.
And more times than not, when I let Juno out into the hallway, he just goes and stands in front of the door of this unit.
Oh.
I mean, and maybe he's like trying to communicate to me that he too does not like their live, laugh, love doormat. That is not a joke. It's really there.
Oh, God.
Like sometimes I put the doormat askew to see if anybody fixes it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like if your doormat is crooked.
Yeah, you'll notice.
You'll be like, you'll kick it with your foot, straighten it out. It never gets fixed. And I like change the way it's askew. And Juno just goes and stands in front of this door and like puts his paw on the door.
That's so weird.
Isn't that the craziest thing?
You have a friend who's on the HOA board, right?
I do, yeah.
Can you ask your friend who lives there?
Yeah.
And if maybe they're dead.
Maybe, or maybe it's just like they truly never leave and they get cans of food when I'm not home. Like never a delivery. I've never seen like a grocery delivery or anything.
And you've never had a run in with them at all, right?
Ever.
So it's not like they're avoiding you.
No, I've never even heard their door open and shut.
That's
ever.
So weird.
It's crazy.
And someone lives there because someone's living and laughing and loving inside and hoping you do the same.
I wonder if I could like take a picture of the mat, reverse Google image it and find out what year it was sold.
I mean, look, there's probably a tag on the bottom.
Yeah.
You just like lift it up, take a look at the tag, you know, take down the pertinent information and see what happens.
But if it's from the Christmas tree shop, I'm screwed because they went bankrupt. Thanks for hanging out with us today, buds. You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Bethany Watson, at Ms. Bethany Watson. And you can follow this podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast on all platforms.
But most importantly, check out our Facebook group. That is our coolest social media real estate.
Until next time, this is your reminder to take a deep breath. stay weird
and stay curious.
Hi, Bethany. Hi, Kathleen. It's Kika, your Eastern Pennsylvania taste bud. So I'm just listening to the recent episode of Cleaning a House, and I am a full-time housewife / stay-at-home mom. Now, I'm not perfect, and honestly, I do more of the things that you listed on that list a lot more than others. Like, I actually have to make a list in my bullet journal just to remind me of the things that I would like to get done per day. And because it's allergy season and I have 2 cats and 1 dog, I have found myself vacuuming a lot more because I noticed that if I vacuum, my eyes are not so itchy where I want to pull them out of my eyes. So I've taken that habit. And to be honest, it really just depends on the season. I'm not going to judge you if your house is dirty, but at least try to like do some resets every day. So then when it comes time to really deep clean your house, it doesn't take that long. And honestly, dusting a whole room that has like many surfaces, multiple surfaces, I've gotten so good at cleaning that it only takes me 5 minutes and then I'm done for the day. So that's just my little tip. Do little things every day so then that one big job does not take you a whole day. Have a great night, guys. Bye.
Hey, ladies. It's Taste Buds Lenny. I am calling because I had quite the experience this morning. I wanted to tell you guys about it. So I was so tired at like 7:30 p.m., but of course, 2 o'clock rolls around, 2 o'clock in the morning, that is, and I am wide awake. I go to the bathroom to pee, and all of a sudden, I walk in the bathroom door, and a spider comes down from the ceiling in front of my face, like somewhere on my body. I wear contacts and glasses. Of course, I don't have them on me at 2 o'clock in the morning. So naturally, I freak out, can't find where this spider went, don't know what's going on. Obviously, it's creating a nest somewhere in my hair or my body. So I immediately have to take a shower at 2:30 in the morning. Now, I have a couple of crazy important things coming up at work, and my hair is disgusting and oily. So I'm not going to get in the shower and not wash my hair. You know what I mean? So cut to me 2:30 this morning in the shower, full on doing like the full pamper routine. Get out of the shower. Now I need to brush my hair and put product in it. Anyway, finally fell asleep somewhere around 4 a.m. and woke up late for work. But thankfully, the super, super important stuff is not till tomorrow. I am stressed out as hell lately, but I'm so happy to the taste buds that get me through it, especially fellow mods on the Facebook group. You guys are amazing. I adore all of you. And yeah, I hope your morning is off to a better start than mine.
Hi, ladies. It's Brittany. So after listening to this week's podcast with the scary stories and the potato talk, but from Kathleen, I had 2 things to share. So we actually have things called air potatoes in Florida. And I didn't know about them until one fell out by our table that we were eating at when we were out to one of our favorite restaurants, and they were on the ground. And we were like, what are these things? We thought they were rocks at first, but they're potatoes. You're not supposed to eat them. And I don't know that they're specifically related to like actual potatoes, but they're called air potatoes. Very strange. And then also, Ouija boards are freaking crazy. So my mom actually tells me the story a lot about this time when she was with a group of friends when she was a kid. She was like a teenager, and she was playing with a Ouija board, and they were doing thing, and it started going crazy, like your story was saying, and it also started saying, you will die, you will die. And one of the girls that was in her group was like, oh, this is bananas, like, it's not real, blah, blah, blah. Well, the next day, the girl gets hit by a car. She didn't die. But she broke her leg. She got hit by a car after she said that the Ouija board is fake. So I will not touch one. I've never touched one. Never plan on it. So yeah, those are my 2 things. I hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. This is Parker from Iowa. First time caller. I just wanted to call and thank Bethany. I have been struggling a little bit working from home, trying to keep myself productive and prioritized. I was listening and she was talking about how she kind of reorganized her life with the alarms and stuff, kind of scheduling everything out. I think she mentioned something like a do not disturb, and I had zero idea, like that, oh, hey, a do not disturb button is a very awesome button. So what I have been doing is putting my do not disturb on while during work hours, so I'm not getting distracted by any friends texting or, you know, any Facebook notifications. And it's really, really helped me get become more productive in this new world of working from home. So I just wanted to thank you guys for all of your tips and for being all of our friends as well. Working from home, I'm really not around much adults anymore, and it feels like I've got some adult time when I listen to you guys. So thank you so much and have a glorious day.